Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Megan Dwyer is Director of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for the Illinois Corn Growers Association. She visited with us at Commodity Classic about the 45Z tax credit and how close it is in getting the rulemaking across the finish line.
I think if things move today, we're still looking at several months before we have a final rule. So Treasury, what they released a couple of weeks ago now, has a 60-day public comment period. So people can get online and make comments to their document until early April. And the big piece out of all of it, again, from the farmer perspective, is they did hold that carve out. They said, we want USDA to be drafting the pieces related to the farmers and on-farm practices, but they basically said, we still need this final product from USDA before we can do something. So, you know, if somebody's looking for action items today, it is absolutely still talking with their congressional leaders about that this is important. It's going onto the docket, leaving a comment saying, you know, thank you, Treasury. We appreciate you working with USDA. We very much so want to see this happen as fast as possible. And to your point, it's working with groups like Illinois Corn to help push this out of USDA, get it across the finish line at OMB so Treasury can take it and we can go to work.
And the bottom line here, Megan, is this all goes back to farmer profitability, not only for Illinois corn farmers, but for corn farmers across the country.
Absolutely. We know that the farm economy is in a pretty tough spot right now. And at the end of the day, our farmers want markets. They want new opportunities to leverage what they're doing on the farm. And this is a great way to do that. This plays right into helping grow healthy food, healthy fuels coming from Midwest and U.S. corn products going into biofuels in a very sustainable, very regenerative way.
That's Megan Dwyer, Director of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for the Illinois Corn Growers Association at Commodity Classic in San Antonio. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.